From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Boy, did we find some inflation or what?
Oh, look, well, this was a little lost in the excitement of Monday's 4 p.m. announcement of three other announcements. And I think that's a new personal best for the Prime Minister.
But
before we talk about inflation, two more weeks of no reprieve for large numbers of Auckland businesses. And I want to point this out very forcibly, Mike, that for many businesses, a day in November is very different from a day in June or July. It's a really important time of year for profitability. If never before, we need a real sense of urgency from the government now. So, soapbox over. Inflation yesterday was a really significant day for New Zealand financial markets. This was third quarter inflation number. I cannot underestimate the significance of this. A headline number for the quarter, inflation rose 2.2%. That used to be an annual number, not a quarterly one. So for the year, it's 4.9%. And everybody out there, if you want to round that up to 5, go ahead. Last quarter, 3.3% was the annual number. So market expectations were in mid-ones, and that was a little scary. If you take out the quarters where inflation was affected by GST rises, this is the biggest quarterly rise move since 1987. I repeat that, 1987. That's when I started work in financial markets. And you can't blame it on one or two factors. It's all over the shop. It's very broad-based. Now, we don't really need to go too far to find the causes. I mean, all the things we've talked about for weeks, supply chain disruptions, manufacturing disruptions, transport costs, energy prices, commodity prices. But, Mike, the thing is, there's a couple of other issues lurking in the background as well that maybe haven't even come into the limelight yet. Labour costs, you know, wage costs. If we look to the border, unless we allow material numbers of workers in, wage costs are going to continue to climb and potentially soar. We've got the feed through of housing costs as well. And we saw construction costs going up 4.5% for the quarter, 12% for the year. But rental costs, they still haven't really fed through either. And demand, we know, has been pretty robust. So businesses now aren't afraid to raise costs. So you've got both tradable and non-tradable inflation. Right. The thing is, Mike, yesterday we had a significant reaction in local financial markets. So this is bond rates. This is benchmark interest rates. Think sort of five-year rate, swap rates, five-year bonds. They were up about 25 basis points, Mike. For those markets, that is a really, really significant move, as well as we've got a good nudge higher in the New Zealand dollar. We don't see moves like that in financial markets. So the thing is, expect fixed rate mortgages to really start to react now. So if you fixed your mortgage in the last 18 months and it's rolling off in the next 6 to 12 months, expect it to be quite a lot higher when you refix, and be prepared to budget for that. This thing will have an impact on a lot of people's household finances.
Services industry going well, is it?
So performance of services, performance of manufacturing. This is BNZ Business New Zealand, PMI, PSI. Here's a reminder of what damage the current lockdown is doing to business. So the services sector remained in contraction in September. So the PSI for September, 46.9, under 50. Look, it's above August, which is good, but still under 50, so contracting. So we can see, if we look at things like activity sales, 45.3, new orders, new business, 47.5. And that new orders outcome is a bit worrying because it casts a shadow on the expectations of the robustness of the bounce back. The manufacturing index, it did manage to scrape into expansionary territory, 51.4. But big geographical divide there, which is not unexpected. But remember, Auckland lockdown does affect other parts of the country. We're still seeing weak numbers, for instance, in sort of that lower South Island.
Right, no, give us the other numbers.
Okay, the Dow Jones, 35,251, down 43 points. The S&P 500, 4479, up 8. The NASDAQ, 14,986, up 89 points. The FTSE 100, 7203, lost 30 points overnight. The Nikkei, 29025, down 43. Shanghai Composite, 3568, down 4. The ASX 200, yesterday, 7381, up 19. The NZX 50, lost some ground, lost 14 points, 12,998. Kiwi dollar, heck of a lot stronger, 0.7083 against the US, 0.9552 against the Aussie, 0.6095 euro, 0.5158 pounds, 80.90 against the Japanese yen, gold $1,766.72, and Brent crude $84.30.
Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow, middle of the week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.